Sony Productions presents 3D Portal Adventure, a Crosstime Cafe tale. Featuring Addie as Lady Beth, Shatul 88 as Cat Dude, Makey Antier as Tiger T, Jay Harper as McClaw and Deckard, Trelana as Mooncat and Chrislin, with Asclepius as the narrator. Lady Beth and White Pony are the creations of Scudder, White Pony, Kidwell. All other characters come from their players at the Crosstime Cafe. http://whiteponyproductions.com. Produced and edited by Asclepius. Either within or without, it is hotly debated, the vast multitude of universes and existence possibilities, there is said to be a forest that exists in none of them, but it connects them all. At the back corner of this forest is a cafe where certain folk gather and socialize with no visible impact upon their life stories. Well, for the most part. This place is the Crosstime Cafe. Their reasons and causes for being there vary as greatly as their number, but for a few, it is a respite from duties elsewhere. But ultimately, duty calls, and those bound to it must answer. The first to answer this call is Lady Bethlen, the White Guardian, formerly a unicorn princess of the Blue Mountain Blessing, now the proprietress of the cafe, along with her great-grandsire White Pony, a seemingly merry and mischievous old stallion, content to live a happy-go-lucky lifestyle, in contrast to her serious tone of life. Indeed, one would not immediately recognize them as being related, aside from their white fur. For starters, while he was completely equine in form, she was anthropomorphic, half-human in fact, standing upright at 8 feet 6 inches. Her forelimbs were arms, ending in hands with two fingers and an opposing thumb. Further, her alicorn, the spiraled horn from which unicorns project their magic, was no more. Lady Beth had been the victim of a magical catastrophe that had left her in this half-human, half-equine shape. The accident had caused her alicorn to melt, burning a distinctive scar on her forehead, leaving her with a reminder of what she believed was her guilt in this accident. No less embarrassing, her equine mammary glands, once abdominal and fairly flat, had become human mammary glands, thoracic and anything but flat, causing her to gain unwanted attention, mostly from males. It did not take her long to become familiar with the phrase, "My eyes are up here if you want to keep on living." No longer able to project magic through her missing alicorn, she uses a pair of bracelets of a shiny silvery metal, given to her by an archmage who taught her how to utilize magic in her humanoid form. Thus did she become a warrior mage, a protector, the White Guardian. It is that duty that now summons her. Away from her respite as cafe proprietress and back to her duties as a protector. In one of the basements of the cafe, Lady Beth stands before an archway, seemingly leading straight into a blank wall. She commences an arcane ritual, and a trans-dimensional portal begins to form within the archway. If she had hoped to do this unnoticed, her hopes were futile, for it wasn't long before she had a small audience watching her. Turning to her audience, she issued a caution.
"You have no experience here. Now go. If you follow me, I cannot guarantee your safety."
A boldly striped royal tiger named Tiger T spoke up.
"I'd like to be of assistance, but I trust your abilities and judgment of risk. Still, wouldn't it be more safe to take someone with you than to go alone?
A fairly leonine figure with stripes covering half of his body named Cat Dude, who was also in the audience, climbed the stairway to stand beside her.
My lady, life has only one guarantee for me, that it will someday end. Much as I wish that day to be far in the future, the importance of life is not derived by its length, but by the quality with which it is lived. You once asked us how brave we were, and I dared to say, as brave as you need me to be. Time for me to put up. One last thought before we enter. I do not come to follow or to lead. Be it your pleasure, please let me walk beside you.
Lady Beth gave a barely perceptible nod, saying,
First, I will wait here for 1 hour for you to gather your equipment and survival supplies. If you are not here, this portal is closed. Second, this is not a vacation or a date. Keep your emotions in check. I need you to help protect my Arsh, not stare at it.
A voice from the back of the room muttered,
Apparently Lady Beth has to take on a speech impediment when using vulgar language.
Understood, Lady Beth,
replied Tiger T. He ran off immediately to gather what may be of help, returning after a couple of rushed minutes with a medium-sized backpack filled with a few bottles of water, some high-density food bars, a 1 gallon lightweight pot, a first aid kit, a small tent, a pocket knife, a lighter, and a towel.
I've got my sturdy cargo pants and jacket too,
he grinned, wearing a belt with a folding spade attached to it. Donning a base cap, he said,
Okay, I think I'm ready to go.
The cat dude busily donned his dragon scale vest into trousers, muttering,
That brand never let me down. Excellent protection with minimal sacrifice of agility.
Then set about inventorying gear. M41 pulse rifle with grenade launcher. Check. 600 rounds ammo, 30 grenades. Check. Blastech DL-44 pistol. Check.
While I do subscribe to hokey religions and use ancient weapons, a blaster at your side is still a good idea.
5 power packs. Check. Lightsaber. Check.
I'm a green blade myself.
Adamantium dagger. Check.
Forged by dwarves, enchanted by elves, always have a final backstop.
Runestone collection. Check.
Foolish mages may mock at runestone magic until they run out of regents and spell components.
Letterman multi-tool. Check. Multi-adaptive breathing mask. Check.
Works underwater or in toxic gases.
First aid kit. Check.
It is as much for you as for me. Relying on magical healing is problematic. I can receive healing magic from others. Sadly, in my own usage, I can only heal myself.
500 meter paracord. Check. 30 days energy rations. Check. 4 liters of water. Check. A couple changes of underclothes and socks. Check.
Some lessons from mothers never do leave us.
Towel. Check.
Never leave home without one.
Strapping on his backpack, he met Lady Beth at the gate with 2 minutes to spare.
I know, cutting it close. Always did give my teachers anxiety that way. My lady, about the last things you said, I understand this is serious, and I will conduct myself accordingly. I will keep my emotions in check as the Jedi have trained me to do, and I promise I will keep my eyes where you need them. Let us proceed.
Cat Dude, offering a paw to Tiger T for a paw bump, said,
Well, mein guten Herrn, I guess it's pretty obvious who's the camper and who's the soldier in this motley crew of ours.
Tiger T, accepting the paw bump, replied,
I'll let you know I can wield a pretty mean folding spade, mister.
Cat Dude nodded.
Glad to hear it. Hopefully, we won't have to put it to use. That brings back some memories of OTC. Sergeant M ends a class session with, "What is the spirit of the bayonet?" Class responds with, "Kill, kill, kill!" And then I pipe up with, "What is the spirit of the E-tool? Kill, maim, mutilate!" Class bursts out laughing. Sergeant M is not amused, orders, "Class dismissed!" with a "get the hell out of here" tone to his voice. As we walk back to the barracks, Cadet Oki, big smile on his face, says, "Sometimes you have one seriously demented imagination." I responded by reminding him of All Quiet on the Western Front and the use of spades and E-tools there. He nods and says, "I'm right." Over back to our journey. On a lighter note, it seems our group stands at 3. A lion, a tiger, and mare. Oh my.
Lady Beth casts a scornful look at the pair and says,
"Seriously? Oh, all right. T, you're in charge of setting up base camp and food prep. CD's in charge of security. This should provide us with the best arrangement of our resources. And gentlemen, if either of you become ill or injured, tell me immediately. As long as you keep me alive, I'm the best first aid kit you'll ever need. But I'll warn you, I have a terrible bedside manner."
Cat Dude earnestly replied,
"My lady, when I am thusly geared and attired, rest assured, I am serious. Unless that was a commentary on my punnery. I'm pretty certain your bedside manner can't be any worse than that Andorian nurse on Sigma Lyra D. I mean, when does a shrapnel wound to the shoulder require the... never mind. By your command, I assume camp security and rear guard on the road. And my lady, I apologize if an earlier remark I made sounded like I was making light of coming events."
He ponders.
CD. Haven't been called that since...
Tiger T grinned and said,
"I agree. Hope we don't need this spade. You'll have to excuse us, Beth, but I guess puns are one thing you'll have to bear when we travel together. I'll try to keep it down. Camp and food, check. It is better to stay in good health anyway, but I'm glad we have you around if that option isn't available. But now I'd say let's not waste any more precious time."
Tiger T clicked his heels together and followed Beth onto the portal stairs. A noble cheetah lioness, Mooncat, waved from the sidelines.
"Have fun storming the castle, or whatever."
McClaw, a white tiger in the audience, offered Beth a small device.
"I have duties here, but activating that should generate a signal I can home in on. And if there isn't too much interference, it'll act as a transceiver, so you can request special equipment or resupply too."
A grey chakat, Chrislin, also waved at the trio.
"As much as I'd like to join in, I can't. For various reasons. Have fun storming the castle."
Just as they were about to enter, Lady Beth turned to the pair and spoke.
"There is one more thing I should forewarn you about. Unless we are in any danger, I prefer to sleep in the nude. This armor is very uncomfortable. But if this makes either of you uncomfortable, then I will continue to wear my armor for sleep."
Tiger T blushed deeply and muttered,
We're all adults here, so I guess we can ignore this. No need for you to be uncomfortable, right, CD?"
Cat Dude responded,
"Dragon Scale is not comfortable to sleep in either. So however you sleep is how you sleep. My armor is also coming off at night. But if it's all the same to you, I'm keeping my shorts on while I sleep. I know, a silly human modesty some said I should have discarded, but having so much of my humanity stolen... Also, I have been told I snore like a chainsaw, so I won't be offended if either of you don earplugs. Although, if we're sleeping on the ground instead of a bed, it won't be an issue. The snoring only occurs on a bed, if I end up on my back. Maybe that's why most complaints occur when I snooze on a chaise lounge or an easy chair.
A note from your humble narrator. Dragon Scale is not to be confused with the controversial failure called Dragon Skin. While superficially similar in appearance, Dragon Scale was created 3 centuries later, when the necessary nanotech needed to make it work came about.
No problem here, CD,
said Tiger Tea.
I'm sure I have a pair of earplugs somewhere in my pants pocket. As a half-cat, you can always say you're just purring. I, too, usually go with shorts for sleep.
The cat dude thanked his friends for the well wishes and then climbed the stairwell to stand at Beth's side.
Well, my lady, it truly seems to be just the 3 of us. Let's go forth.
Tiger T also gave his thanks and joined the pair at the gate. Before stepping through the gateway, Lady Beth gave one last caution.
I hope neither of you are afraid of heights. Where we're going, one wrong step and you're bye-bye.
Note from your narrator, yes, the word nither is a word. It's a Scottish dialectal variant of the word neither.
Not to worry, my lady. I do not fear heights that will kill me. It's the heights that will merely injure me that annoy me, because if it happens, it's time wasted healing the injuries,
said Cat Dude.
Hey, Tig, is it wrong of me to be amused that Lady Beth is worried about a pair of felines having height anxiety?
It is a valid concern, I guess,
said Tiger T.
I do not fear heights. I just have a healthy respect for them. I think of that as a good thing, as it keeps me alert in situations where they matter. Although, my hope is that we won't need to climb any vertical mountainsides. Even if I do have inbuilt spikes to help keep my grip.
At least we always land on our feet,
said Cat Dude with a chuckle. This concludes Chapter 1 of Portal Gate Adventures. More to follow.